latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The much-desired return of the Fisherman's Market to Campomore this week has been cancelled due to an administrative issue with the required paperwork to enable the event to take place on municipal land. The Councillor for the Coast, Martina Schurer, explained how it's of prime importance to ensure that all paperwork is up to date before allowing permission for an event like this, partly to make sure that the event is correctly organised, although it could also be partly to avoid criticism from opposition groups looking to find the most minor of faults. Similarly, the appearance of the kids' band in Torrevieja's Eras de la Sal on Thursday has also been cancelled, but this was due to technical reasons. Ticket holders for the event can get a refund at the point of sale. The Traffic Department estimates there will be approximately 2,790,000 vehicle movements on the roads of the Valencia region for this holiday weekend, between 3 p.m. on Thursday and midnight on Sunday. From that total, 1.1 million will be on the roads of the Alicante province, 1.2 million in Valencia and 450,000 in Castellón, with the busiest times expected to be Thursday from 4 till 9, Friday between 8 and 2, and Sunday between 4 and 9 in the afternoon. The worst places in Alicante, and therefore recommended to avoid if possible, will be the A70 motorway at the entrances and exits around Alicante, the N332 main road at Altea, El Altet to Santa Pola, and Torrevieja through to the Orihuela Costa, with a primary focus on beach areas. In order to improve traffic flow, the full human resources will be deployed with the Guardia Civil traffic section supported by traffic managers, maintenance workers, helicopters and special restrictions on heavy goods and roadworks. The local police will also be drafted in to operate on traffic duty. The weekend is often considered one of the busiest, which also marks the start of the return operation when domestic tourists return back to their inland homes. However, the main Operación Retorno takes place between the 29th and the 31st of August this year. The DGT will also be carrying out a campaign against speeding motorists between the 18th and the 24th of August, with a primary focus on those who break the law on main roads, the location of the majority of fatal crashes, where speed is a contributing factor.
Latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
An association representing more than 500 Guardia Civil officers across Alicante has denounced the delay in the Maritime Protection Department attending the reported sightings of immigrants in small boats off the coasts of Torrevieja and Orihuela. The complaint was raised after two boats were spotted off the coast at around 2 in the morning on Saturday, but the Maritime Patrol vessel was in Altea monitoring a firework display out at sea. It subsequently took them 3 hours to move to the Torrevieja area and attend the incoming boats. In less than a week, four boats with 30 immigrants on board landed on the Alicante coastline, bringing the total number attended by the Cruz Roja to 277 since 2007. There was an influx of people in 2007, but then the coastline around Torrevieja and Orihuela, as well as Playa de la Redada, was largely boat-free until this recent wave. The group are requesting the maritime patrols are used correctly, and they do not feel that a firework display was an important use of the vessel, which is designated to patrol the waters for the protection of everybody in them. They also praise the region of Murcia for creating a fixed patrol in the San Javier area, which they feel could be extended to the south of Alicante to ensure protection is maintained.
Latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Spain has taken delivery of the first of a new breed of search and rescue helicopters, the EC-255, which was delivered to the Airbus facility in Albacete. Destined to be used by the State Maritime Rescue Section, SASEMAR, the first helicopter will be based on the Galician coast, based in the La Coruña Operations Centre at Alvedro. The helicopter replaces the iconic Sikorsky S-61N, which is nearing 40 years of age and will come into force in January 2015. Between now and the first missions, the flight and ground crew will be taking part in training exercises to familiarise themselves both in terms of flying and manoeuvring a helicopter, including through adverse weather conditions, and how to ensure the fastest response time to emergencies once called upon. For details of the helicopter, including pictures, visit the website www.theleader.info.
For the latest. latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The waters of Torrebiega have another attraction for the more sporty visitors to the city with the official opening this week of the Cable Ski Facility near the harbour. The facility allows for users to practice water skiing pulled by a cable around a fixed structure rather than a boat in the open water. Considered both more energy efficient and safer than a boat, the cable-operated equipment has been growing in popularity for some time, with places like Benidorm already firmly fixed as a location to practice the sport. The 170-metre-long cable covers a ground surface of 300 square metres and an area of 6,000 square metres. It plans to open every day of the year, although booking may be required during off-peak seasons. The Mayor of Torrebiega, Eduardo Delon, visited the facility this week and explained how this is a very new water sports facility of high standard and quality, of which there are very few in our country.